Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. You know, the Korn Ferry Tour is the developmental tour for the PGA Tour. And this coming week, the popular BMW Charity Pro-Am takes place in Greenville, South Carolina. And joining me now to talk about the BMW Charity Pro-Am is their tournament director, Mike McGovern. Welcome to Talking Golf, Mike.
And thanks for having me on.
It's always a great week, Mike, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, and it's about the community, it's about the golf, and it's about the parties and the functions. And we're so grateful that you're joining us again next week. And to welcome all the celebrities and amateurs to the upstate of South Carolina. This is going to be a great week next week.
It's always something we all look forward to. And, you know, players such as Scottie Scheffler, Adam Hadwin, Wesley Bryan, Justin Saw, to name a few, all came to prominence on the PGA Tour from the Korn Ferry ranks. It's, you know, it's really a great developmental tour.
It teaches them how to be a professional, whether it's their travel, whether it's their practice, whether it's their time commitments off the golf course. It really showcases, yes, the golf is the golf, but it really teaches these young men how to be professionals when they get to the PGA Tour.
And, you know, there's so all of them are already polished by the time they get really to this tour. You know, I played with Austin Eckroat. I always talk about Austin. The first year, 3 years ago that I played in the BMW Charity Pro-Am, Austin Eckroat was my pro. He had two eagles that day, the first day I played with him. And, you know, it was his first professional tournament ever. And what, a couple years later, look at him now. He's playing great at the Memorial. He was runner-up at the AT&T Byron Nelson. He shot a 665 in the final round at the AT&T Byron Nelson. And, you know, they're polished already. I mean, any of these guys, don't you think they could really play on the PGA Tour almost on any given week, right? I mean, they're so good. The talent is so deep.
It is. The Korn Ferry Tour players are a half a shot away from being on the PGA Tour. And they have the skills. Now can they control their emotions when it comes time to pull off the shot? And that's what the Korn Ferry Tour is great for, is, you know, knowing that you need to hit that little cut three wood 260 to a back pin, and knowing and the confidence being able to pull it off. So the Korn Ferry Tour, Austin has just shown that the trajectory of these players and the matriculation, they could be on Korn Ferry Tour one day, and then the following week they could be on the PGA Tour playing great. So all these guys have the ability. Now it's just a matter of the opportunity to showcase their talents.
Absolutely. And you get the crowds there as well. So the pressure of performing not only in front of all the people that are there to support the tournament, as you say, the community really rallies behind this event, but also television, right? So these guys are getting a lot of experience playing in front of a huge group of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The upstate really comes out. We'll have 12, 14,000 fans a day. And a lot of times on the Korn Ferry Tour, you know, some of the golf courses, it's friends and family only. So we really focus on showcasing everything, all the positive things the upstate has to offer, while also being at Thornblade Club and Carolina Country Club.
Mike, celebrity-wise, I see that Seth Curry, Brooklyn Nets shooting guard, is playing, as well as Jesse Orosco, two-time World Series winner. Everybody remembers his incredible performance with the Mets winning the World Series in 1986. So you're really drawing from this New York audience, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And, obviously myself growing up in Floral Park and having in 1986, watching Orosco throw up his hands, really a lifelong getting to be able to meet Jesse is really cool. So really happy for him. Seth, just outstanding, saying that he wanted to participate. you know, along with Ken Griffey Jr., Larry Fitzgerald. So we really have a great group of celebrities joining us, and it's just going to be a great week.
So Seth Curry, his brother, is quite the golfer. Have you seen Seth play? Is he as good as his brother is?
He is, actually.
Wow.
Seth, I think, has eight handicap. And Steph, coming out of the basketball season, I know he's picking up his game again. But I know, you know, we tried hard to get Steph here. I think he just had some other commitments. But having Seth here, it's going to be great to see. You know, he played in North Carolina, you know, this area. So it's super positive.
So tell me a good story about the time. You spent a lot of time with these celebrities. Every year you get a great bunch of celebs. Give me a good story, one or two good stories.
Well, there's some stories back in the day that I've heard from some of the celebs that we're not going to mention right now, but it's it's actually, you know, the celebrities, they get it, right? It's the folks that understand that they're there for a picture. They're there for an autograph. It's a relaxed atmosphere. We are trying to really just have the celebrities come, not get pulled in 50 different directions, play golf, go to a couple of functions, and really enjoy each other's company as well. So that's what a lot of them do. When you see David Wells hanging out with Jason Scheff, you know, they were lifelong friends, and they all of a sudden they're in South Carolina and they're hanging out. So it's a lot of fun just making sure that we're doing the right connections for the celebrities.
And Canelo Alvarez, he actually won the celebrity division 2 years ago. He's a real favorite there.
He can play some golf. He's, you know, Canelo is a golf geek, if you will. So if he's not boxing, he's playing golf.
I love it. You have a really good field. As you mentioned, Jason Scheff from Chicago and Matt Hamilton, the Olympic gold medalist, Larry Fitzgerald from the NFL Hall of Fame. What a great, and David Wells, as you mentioned, he's always a lot of fun and he can play golf for sure.
Yeah. Quick story about Boomer. I don't know if you remember this, Ann, but 2 years ago, he dunked it on the ninth hole, his last hole, made a hole-in-one on a par three to win the celebrity division.
David Wells always knows how to close it out, right? An ace on his final hole. Unbelievable. So talk about, can you explain to the audience, Mike, how players actually, the professionals, or, you know, qualify to play on the Korn Ferry Tour?
Yeah, absolutely. And they go through Q school. It is qualifying school for the Korn Ferry Tour. There's three different stages. And if you get to the final stage, you know, each field consists of probably 500 to 600 players. And then they obviously cut and they only advance so many to the next stage. So at the final stage of Q school, all of those players are considered Korn Ferry Tour members. So they can get sponsor exemptions. They have access to certain fields and certain tournaments. So the matriculation of the Korn Ferry Tour professional is Q school tournaments inside the top 30. And then if you're inside the top 30 for the Korn Ferry Tour this year, you do receive your PGA Tour card.
That's great. And so with these PGA Tour improvements, the elevated tour events, you know, the $20 million prize money with these elevated events on the PGA Tour, how does this new look PGA Tour impact the Korn Ferry Tour?
It certainly does, Ann, right? Because now we're talking about the rank and file, right? We're talking about the 126 on the money list. We're talking about 175 on the money list. And some of those players are career golfers. So now we're really ensuring that the rank and file have places to play. So it you know, golf space right now, there is obviously, anybody that's in the sport understands that there's a little bit of turmoil. And right now, you know, I think everyone is, from the PGA Tour to the Korn Ferry Tour, is really trying to ensure that we put forward the best product possible, to where we attract the players that want to be on the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour.
So now with these non-elevated events, so, you know, so you have the reduced fields in these in the PGA Tour events next year, the tournaments, some of these, you know, elevated events will feature 70 to 75 players instead of say 120 players, no cuts. So Will the Corn Ferry Tour then feed more into the non-elevated events? Is that how it's going to work, do you think?
Absolutely, without a doubt. So they will have opposite field, non-elevated events. You saw Myrtle Beach Classic was announced. That's going to be opposite Wells Fargo next year. So there's multiple, I think there's going to be a couple of more announcements from the PGA Tour to ensure that the rank and file, if you will, have an opportunity to showcase their talents to get to the elevated events. So that's the spin right now is the top 50 or the top 70 are in those elevated events, but how does 71 get in? And who drops out? Does 69, you know, become 71 and 71 becomes 69 and they're back in? So there's a lot of shakeup right now for sure.
So it may provide more opportunities for Korn Ferry players to move up in these, you know, non-elevated events, perhaps.
Exactly. And so then the fields are going deeper on the Korn Ferry Tour, right? So it is a trickle down effect without a doubt. You know, with these elevated purses, elevated numbers, you know, $20 million purses, like what is going on in PGA Tour golf? And then, so even the Korn Ferry Tour, you know, this purse is $1 million. So the winner will receive $180,000. That's still pretty good.
That's incredible. Yeah, I know that in 2023, the Korn Ferry Tour members compete for $28 million in total prize money, which marks the highest purse in tour history and a 37.6% increase from last season. So, you know, with this whole, you know, all these changes, whether they're good or bad, however you view them, you know, for on the PGA Tour, the Korn Ferry Tour is impacted in a positive way. So we'll see how it all shakes out in 2024, but it's more money for these professionals for sure. And, you know, a lot, I hate to mention that word live golf, but, you know, that's the key reason why the PGA Tour really moved so quickly to make all these improvements, including increased prize money for the professionals, right?
Oh, without a doubt. They, and obviously, you know, with Liv, I think the PGA Tour, Jay Monahan and the brass, you know, they're doing everything they can to ensure that the sponsors are happy, the players are happy and tournaments are happy. And, you know, that's difficult to do. Now you're talking about three completely different entities. And, you know, we do feel the support from the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour, really showing ways to improve, ways to continue to save. But at the same time, the product that we put on next week for the professionals, amateurs, and celebrities, it will feel like a PGA Tour event here. And you've been here numerous times. It is the largest event on the Korn Ferry Tour, and we're extremely proud of this event.
It's very exciting. There's a lot of pressure, not only for the pros, but also for us amateurs. And I'm very delighted also to be a participant in the Amy Alcott and Friends Women's Luncheon and Golf Clinic, Mike. That panel will feature Alex Baldwin, the actual president of the Korn Ferry Tour. She's terrific. Tiffany Fitzgerald, the founder and CEO of Black Girls Golf. And Lauren Thompson will be moderating. We did it last year, and it was fabulous. What a popular event. We're coming back to do it again. And Amy Alcott is just terrific. Hall of Famer Amy Alcott. So that's going to be part of the week as well.
Correct. So we have a week-long party, Ann, and a golf tournament just so happens to be going on. So we have parties and functions. Diamond Rio is playing a concert on Tuesday evening. Thanks to our friends at Johnson Development Group. We have Chris Lane and George Berg playing the Friday night concert. Then we're going to Davis Cessna's Threes on Thursday. And Davis and his team just put on a great event from a culinary experience. It's one of those events that you just don't want to miss.
Great golf, great parties, really warm and hospitable people as well. That's one of the main reasons, you know, it makes this BMW Charity Pro-Am so special is the welcoming we get from the community in South Carolina. It's truly wonderful.
We roll out the red carpet down here in the South, and you know, me being from New York, they're teaching me a lot on how to continue to roll out that red carpet.
That Southern hospitality is second to none. Mike, I can't wait. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. And looking forward to participating in the BMW Charity Pro-Am.
And thank you so much for having me on and all your guests. Tune in to the Golf Channel next weekend to check out the tournament.
Mike McGovern, Tournament Director, BMW Charity Pro-Am. Can't wait. Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf.